We continue with Shara Chuvah, Shara Aleph. At the end of the first Shara Ois Nun Beis, Shira number 79, discussing the 24 Dvarim Chav Dal Dvarim HaMa'akvim Es HaTshuvah that prevent a person from doing Tshuvah, because he loses the Siyata Deshmaya that's necessary from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help the person do the proper Tshuvah. V'miskabed B'kloin Chaveiroi, person who is miskabed, he gets covered, he gets honor, B'kloin Chaveiroi, by knocking someone, by embarrassing someone, by putting someone else down. A person who does this to someone else, he's very distant from a tshuva personality, from doing tshuva. He loses the Siyat Shemaya from Hashem. That Pirish min Tzibur, a person who separates himself from the Tzibur. What does that mean, separates himself from the Tzibur? So the Mefarshim explained, the Rambam says that if there are times of Tzoros, if there are times of Tzoros, it could be Rachman Lutzlan, like we had last week, a week and a half ago, the tragedy of Meron, and he doesn't join in with the Asifas, with the gatherings to discuss in Yoni Tshuva, to better himself, to better the situation, or if it's a Seris Me Tshuva, and it's a time to do Tshuva, and he says, life will go on. He doesn't join. This is a Payush Min Tzibur. V'mevaze avoysov v'hamevaze raboysov. A person who, number 11, is mevaze avoysov, he disgraces, he degrades his parents, and number 12 is he's mevaze his rebbeim, his teachers. Person who, number 11 and 12, disgraces his parents, where he came from, this is the place, the source where he came from, as well as his rebbeim, the physical and the spiritual relationship to everything he has, is of the Chav Dal Dvar HaMa'akim Es HaTshuva. Number 13, HaMekalel Es HaRabim, person who curses, is Mekalel the public. And what happens is now it's very difficult. He wants to do tshuva. Well, who did he curse? He cursed everybody. You're going to ask mechila from everybody? How are you going to do that? It's very difficult. It's come out impossible to ask from everyone, because how are you going to get to everyone? The ma'akev es rabim lasis is dvar mitzvah. A person prevents someone from doing a dvar mitzvah. It's very bad. A person who prevents someone from doing a dvar mitzvah. We were created here. Hashem wanted to do good for us, therefore he gave us the schus of a lot of Torah mitzvahs. And this person says, nah, I'm going to do everything I can in my means to make sure this person, these people, don't do mitzvahs. It's the total opposite why Hashem created us. A person who encourages his friend to go from the good path in life of Torah mitzvahs to the bad path in life. It's very, very dangerous, unfortunately, by children at a young age, very impressionable. The peer pressure, their lives are ruined, because when they're in 7th grade and 8th grade and 10th grade, they get messed up with the wrong group. And that's it. Their lives can be ruined forever. Mishtamish ba'avoytoy shel oni, a person who uses the security, the collateral of a poor person. A person, a poor person gives money, let's say he puts down money. Can I use it? Can I use it for all your own personal investments, for all your own personal gain? That's called stealing. But then person accepts bribery to change the judgment for in the court. A person finds a lost item and he doesn't return it to its owner. Then this person, when he wants the tshuva, he will not be able to, because he can't find the owner anymore. A person who sees his child, or the Mefarshim explain, anyone who has the ability to give Teichacha, rebuke, and he does not, he falls in the same category. A person who takes advantage financially over poor people, over widows, over almanas, yusayimim, orphans. One who argues against Chazal. If Chazal say it, we can't argue. We have to have this attitude. I might not understand it. I don't understand it. But we can't argue in Chazal. The last of the three, the 24 Dvarim HaMa'akmas HaTshuva, is a person who is, we had the parish in Kedoshim, Betzedek Tishpare Mesecha, judge everyone favorably. That's the source of the mitzvah of judging favorably. Betzedek Tishpare Mesecha. We have a mitzvah. You're not sure what's the story? Judge him favorably. You want people to judge you favorably? It says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kucha Zayin with Beis in the top line. Whoever judges others favorably, Hashem will judge you favorably. V'asoynes ha-teichocha is a person who hates teichocha, he doesn't accept rebuke. It's very hard for such a person to do tshuva. He doesn't want to listen to anyone. The hamalig al mitzvah is a person who mocks, he belittles the chashivas of the mitzvah. He's the chofdal dvarim, hama'akim es tshuva. Many of them, the person rationalizes, that's not such a big deal, I didn't do this wrong, it's not, I didn't touch the person I just thought about. These are the chofdal dvarim. We have to make sure we're not involved with any of these chofdal dvarim, hama'akim es tshuva, so that we'll be able to properly fulfill all of the 20 different yusoidos, the principles that we had mentioned in Shar Aleph, and we just concluded Shar Aleph. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Shari Tshuva with Shar Sheni.